Bekitzer, till now we had a machloikes Rabbi Bar Bachone Omar Rabbi Yochanan with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Rabbi Bar Bachone Omar Rabbi Yochanan said the whole machloikes if Amavkit Peiris Eitzel Chaveira Fulein Avudim La Yigaben Rav Shimon Gamliel Oima Moicham Befnei Bezdem Nishmanut Mineishu Kemeshe Vavedo Labailim. So Rabbi Bar Bachonam Rav Yechanan said the Samach Lekis is only speaking about Bechdei Cheschoinam, so the loss is not too bad. So there the Samach Lekis, the way Rav will mention the way Rav Kahana learned Pshat. So the Tanakama holds that even though there is a loss in Bechdei Cheschoinam, but there's a Svore Odom Reitze Bekav Shaloi, so therefore he has no right to sell the Peiris for because of the minimum loss that is occurring. That's what the Tanakama holds. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel holds that he doesn't hold of the svar of Adam Reitze Bekav Shaloi, and therefore, since there is a chesorim, afilo bechdei chesreinam, but he sees that it's the bechdei chesreinam is starting very early in a few months already. You have already the bechdei chesreinam of a year. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, so it's the mitzvah of a shavas aveda, he should sell the peiros. That is what Rabbi Yochanan held. So Rabbi Yochanan said that is dafkim only bechdei cheschoinam. But if it's yes to bechdei cheschoinam, it will be a tremendous loss. Then there is no more a svar of adam reitze bekav shaloi. Sentimental value is only relevant if there's not too much of a hefsin moment. But if it's yes to bechdei cheschoinam, then it's zicher niche for the Bailim, that the Nifkat should sell the Peiris. That was a memra of Rabbi Bar Bachonah on Rabbi Yochanan. And Nachman Yitzchak was choylik, he said that Tanakama holds a full of Yesemich Deiches Choynam. Also, the Nifkat has no right to sell it. And there was a Cheshbin, Shema Yasem. Maybe, if he sells it, maybe in that time, the Mafkid will not know about it, and he's going to make it Trume al Peroisov, and it was sold already, and come out that the Mafkid is eating Tevel. So even if it's Yesem Mechdei Cheschoinam, Rav Nachman Yitzchak holds that the Tanakama holds the Nifkat has no right to sell the pay. That's what we had learned till now. Zokte Gemore Meisevei. This is the last, a little after the last quarter of the Yomid. Amavkid peiros eitzel chaveroi v'hirkivu. The peiros started rotting. Yayin v'hechmitz, yayin, and it became sour, it became vinegar. Shemen v'hivish, he gave him shemen, it became rancid. Dvash v'hidvish, he gave him dvash, and it became sour. Areza loy yiga bohem, divrei Rameya. Rameya holds that the Nifkat should not sell it. Vachachomim oimrim oise lohem takone, umoicham bebezn. No, you do sell it. You make a takone and you sell it. There's tenoyim how you sell it. You sell it bebezn. There should be a shumas bezn, to see that the price that it's being sold for is a fair price, the Nifkat should not lose. And another tonight, another condition, when he's selling it, he makes sure that the Nifkat should not be the purchaser of the Pikodin, because then people, perhaps he did took it cheaper for himself, and so, kshu moichon, moichon la'acherim, ve'einoi moichon la'atzmoi. It is not sold to the Nifkat, it's sold to someone else. So, in Hilchis Mechire, of a Pikotin, we have here to do tnoyim of the Chachomim, that it has to be a mechira bebezdin, and it has to be a mechira lacher. Then Rameya holds Bachal, you have no right to sell it. Ki yaitze boy. Another case where these conditions of mechira are also applicable. Gaboy tzedoke, bizman she'ein lem aniyim lechalik. If Gaboy tzedoke have money in their kasa, and the money was putas of nechoshes, the money was putas, and putas, lemaise, if they are not used, they become nisapish and nifsal. So, the Baal Baruch Hashem, there are no aniyim, so what should the Gaboy tzedoke do with these putas? If he's going to leave them around in the pushke, they're going to get ruined. So he changes over these putas for sloim and sloim shel kesef. It's also the same aloha perton la'acherim vein perton la'atzmo. Again, there's a chshat, if he'll be machlev, the putas shel nechoshes al sloim shel kesef for himself, people might be choshed. Maybe he's taking too many putas for himself, so it's done with vein perton la'atzmo. A similar case, gaboi tamchoi, bizman chazal, there was another type of tzedakah that was mischalik b'chol yoim anim, that Poshe did not have food to eat for their daily necessities, so there was a tamchoi, there was food was collected from the anshei ha'ir, and the food was served for the anim. Is gaboi tamchoi, bizman she'ein lemanim, they collected food, and Baruch Hashem, there's no aniyim, lechalek. So what do you do with the food? The food is going to spoil. Also the same din, moichin lacherim, vei moichin la'atzlo. Okay, these are different halachas, similar halachas, how when you are selling a cotton, or you mean machlev plutes, or selling the oichli of the tamchui, how it should be done. But let us go back to the first halach. Ketoni miyes peres vihirkivu. Let's go to the first case by pekodin. We hear there are machlekes Ramea and the Chachamin. Ramea says, peres vihirkivu is laiga behem. My love, afilu yesa michdeches chayna. Why did the Gemara jump to the conclusion that it's yesa michdeches chayna? Because we have here a few cases. We have yain vehechmetz. Yain vehechmetz is ich yesa michdeches chayna. That means there's no more yain or dvash vehidvish. Shemin Behivish. So all these things, by the later cases, it's a tremendous, it's not a chasoran, it's something that is being nechsa from the pekodin. It was in ganzen niskalko. So Mestoma Peres Virkivu is also speaking about a drastic recovering, that means it's Yoyzer Michdeches Reino. And Ramea says, Lo Yigabem. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had said that Yaisa Mechdeches Choinon, if there's a tremendous hefsed, there's no machloikes. Everyone holds that the Yizichah sell it. There's no din layigabem. The whole din layigabem is dafke Mechdeches Choinon, a small chesaron, but if there's a large chesaron, everyone agrees that it should be. So, and here we have enough in the Baraisa Ramei Oymer Loyigabem. So we have a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan from Ramei. This is the Kasha. So the Gemara says, Loy Bechteches Choyna. No, it says, Peres Virkivu, and this Bava alone, it's no proof that speaking about Yois Mechteches Choyna. Peres Virkivu can mean, Kedeches Choyna. It's a normal Chesorah. And so Rameya holds, like the Tana of our Mishnah, like the Tana Kame, that Bechdeches Choynom, Yehulayigabe. Fine. Okay. So that you can, we'll buy that. Frank the Gemara, Vayayin, Vehichmet, Shemen, Vehivish, Dvash, Vehidvish, the Yasa Michdecha Schoinonino, I mean, over there, it's Zicha Yasa Michdecha Schoinon, it's a complete loss that they. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hani Kivin the Kom Kom. The Gemara says, over there, what should you do? It's, this is facts of life. The Shemen became rancid. The Yayin became Chayvitz. So it's finished. But it won't get worse. This is it. It's Yayin Vehichmitz. You have vinegar now. So that's what it is. It's vinegar. It won't get worse. So Memela, so why should you sell it? Rabbi Yochanan only said if there is a loss, that it's a continuous loss, and if you won't sell it now, so the Nifka will lose everything, so then the din is, so sell it. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. No one disagrees with that. Here it says, Yayin ve'ichmitz, it became chometz, now it's chometz now. It's chometz now. So now, it's finished. It won't get worse. Whatever it is, and so, right, so why should you sell it? Let us devour see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Vehidvish. What is the Taich Vehidvish? Yotzo Tal Duf Shonoi. The sweetness left it. Vehechmitz, and now it's sour. So Rashi is going to give us a few mishalim that really this is a loshen saginoyim. Hidvish is a loshen of sweetness. Dvash vehidvish. So Rashi, it says, vehidvish means it lost its sweetness. So Rashi says, we hear this in a few places. There's a posek in Iyuv. Now, tisharish is a loshon shoroshim. And there it means, ta'akev shorosher. You'll be oikev the shoroshim. So you see, a word can have two meanings. It could mean making shoroshim and to be oikev the shoroshim. Chmoy ad lo yerasek chevel akesef. Yiftachu resoikais avoisel. Let's just say for 1 minute, Rashi here, Dachshmi does not say pshat in this posik, like Rashi says in Keheles, but that's where Rashi is saying pshat as follows. The Nesivis on Keheles says, resoikais is a loshen avoisais. That means that's a braided, you have like three chutim that's braided together. And it's losuk together. It's braided together. Here it means yerasek chevel akesef. It means will become unbraided. Yerasek chevel akesef. Yiftachu resoikais. The braiding will open up. Avoisel. That was braided till now. Talk upon him. That's what it means. It lost its sweetness. Dvash vehidvish. Oise lehem takone. So the Rabbonon say, you make a takone. Lekame meforish ye my takone yesh oid. What by yain vehechmit? What takone you going to make? What are you going to accomplish? Haloi kol kilkel ha osid lovoi kvabo. That means the kilkel became already. So now you have chaimit. So you have chaimitz already. So what's the difference if you give it back to the mafkid or you sell it? I mean, what takone are you making? Bein moichon la'atzmoi, you can't purchase it yourself. Shalayach shedu shemalokhan bezoil. If he's the lekeya, people will be choshed him that he bought it at a cheaper price. Purtin. Machlifin prutais nechoshes besilei kesef. You exchange prutais of copper besilei kesef. Ibnesha prutais misapshois v'nifsolos. If you leave the prutais alone, they will become nisapish and become nifsol. Tamchoi machol shegoivin mibalei batim lachalek lanim b'chol yoim. Maila. So now the Gemara went, there are a few cases by Pekot. The first case was Peres Vihir Kibu. My love, Afilu Yeser Michnei Cheshoinah. It's bigger, that doesn't say what the case was, so the Gemara assumed, it's to me a Dayan Vehechmit, that it's Yeser Michnei Cheshoinah. Vihika Lamanda, Mavafal Pike, the Tanakhama says, La Yiga. Va'at amrit, and you, Rabbi Babachonam, Rabbi Yochanan, said, Divrei Akal Moichan, there's no machlokes in this. Yes, a mechdeches choinam, but there's a tremendous loss. Everyone agrees that the nifkat should sell it, that the mafkid should remain with something. So the Gemara said, no, Peres vihirkivu is speaking about bechdeches choinam. Fine, so no kasha whatsoever. So the Gemara asks, v'yayim v'hichmitz, dvash v'hitvish. So the Gemara answers, kivin the kom. Ma'acher sha'omdu b'kilkulom, arei kvar omdu. They're miscalculated already. V'lo yiskalkulu me'ata yoysa. They won't get more m'kilkul. Avo sha'peres hulchin u'ma'kivin tamit. But other payers, that was Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, mechdeches choinam, means if you don't sell it now, it's going to continue. It's makivin tamid, and it'll be left with nothing if you don't sell it right away. So Mamela, that was the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan. Fragte Gemore, shemen vehivish, dvash vehidvish, Lamai chozi. What can you do with it? So, what's the Gemara's kasha? So, the Gemara's kasha is as follows. That means Vishlay meyayin vehechmit. So, there's such a commodity of chaimitz, vinegar. Good, you don't make kiddush on it, but kaponim, vinegar has usages. So. There's such an Indian that has a use, but shemen vehivish, vash vehidvish, lamai chozi, diktoni moicha. You sell it. You sell it. What are you going to sell it for? What are these people going to do with it? Go a little further. We'll come back to this Rashi. So the Gemara says, Shemen Chozi Ligildoi. A person who works with leather, so you can oil the leather with this oil. It's a rancid oil. I wouldn't advise it. It's not usable for eating purposes. But losaych oires, but to be soch the oires, that's good enough. So it has a use. Dvash, what dvash vehidvish? What can you do with that? It's sour dvash. Luxisha de gamli. So Rashi says luxisha de gamli. Luxisha for the bruises sha'al ha'gomel. Shegaboy kosush, his back is bruised. Mesuke machmas masui. So this dvash, even though it's sour, but it has it's merape for gemalim. It's very good. It will soothe the bruises and sores that they have on the back. V'chachomrim oisrin lahem takone umoicham bebezne. May takanta ovidlo. Now, the Chachamim hold, you sell it. Oysim lam takon. So the Gemara asks, my takanta ovidlu, what takon is there by selling it? You have here a dvash, that's a very good animal ointment. Fine. That's what it's good. You can't use it anymore to leil reish Hashanah for your tapuach, but it's an ointment for gemala. So memele, so, it says, so you make a takone now. You make a takone, you sell it. So what's the takone? That means, what are you doing for the mafkid that you're selling this dvash? What kind of takon is it? Bama Ravashi lekamkanim. So I says, oh, you're doing a takon, right? If you're going to leave the dvash here, now we have spoiled dvash. So I got news for you. You're going to leave the dvash in the kelim. In 6 months, the kelim are going to get ruined. Since you have a spoiled dvash in the kelim, so the kamkanim are going to get ruined. So, Pakel, you should sell it now. If you'll sell it now, so al kaponim, you have a jar with honey. The jar is worth something. The honey is worth something. So, Mela, it's worth X amount of money. If you won't sell it, so you know what you're going to end up. The jar is going to get completely ruined. If you have rotten honey in it, it's going to get completely ruined. It's going to be a kalko the kanka. So, Vakel, so there is an inyan to sell it now. That's the takona. Amaravashi lekankana. What does Rashi say? Lekankana. Hakli shohoya besoicha yiskalko im yishe besoicha. If it's going to remain there, that means if this nifkat is going to keep this honey that's spoiled in the kalim, so eventually the keli is going to become ruined. By selling it, al kaponim, you're salvaging the shabbos of the keli. So Mamela, that's the takot. So let us just think for 1 minute. We have here a few cases in the Baraisa, but let's talk about the last three cases. We have three cases in the Baraisa. We have a Nifkat has Dvash Shehidvish in Caleb. What should he do now? So the facts of life are, if he doesn't sell it now, so these kalim are going to get ruined. The kakan will get ruined in 6 months if you sell it now. So you salvage the value of the kakan. So we have a machloikis, Rameya, and the chachomim. Rameya said, Le'yigabem. Don't touch it. Don't touch. Leave it there. You'll be there 6 months and the kelim will get ruined. Not your geshef, leikaba. Not allowed to touch it. The chomim say, no, yaslam takone. Frek the gemore, bamai komiflegi. What's the machloikis? So what is the machloikis? The mar sova lehefsid merube choshoshu, lehefsid muet loy choshoshu, Umar Sova filu lehefsid muet nami choshosh. The machloikis, Rav Meir, and the chachamim are you chayish for a hefsid muet? Rav Meir holds, you're only chayish for a hefsid merubah. You're not chayish for a hefsid muet. And the chachamim hold, you're chayish for a hefsid muet also. Now let us see Rashi. And we'll understand we hear problems over here. V'may kemiflegi rameya v'rabono. Ma'acher shemoyde rameya v'yeser miftei cheshoyna. That means like this. You, Rabbi Yochanan, said, rameya is also moyde that v'yeser miftei cheshoyna. That you sell it. So why over here does Rameya say that you don't sell it? Now let's appreciate the kasha. The Gemara just told, first the Gemara asked the kasha, what's the takone? So Moses, you know what the takone is? If you don't sell it, the kankanim are going to get ruined. Well, the kankanim are going to get ruined. So now we have here a big problem already. You, Rabbi Yochanan, told me then you sell it. That's what you told me. Now, if the kelim are going to get ruined, so that's yesem echdeches choinam. That's not, that's yesem echdeches choinam. The kelim can get completely ruined. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Ma ba maika mivligi rameye verabona. Ma ache shemoyde rameye be yesem echdeches choinam. And you're telling me that's why the chamod you sell it, because the kelim are going to get ruined. No, the kelim are going to get ruined. This is yesem echdeches choinam that you, Rabbi Yochanan, said, that everyone is moita that you sell it. So what's the svara of Rameya? So the Gemara says, lehefsed merube, kigoin yesa michdei cheschoinon. Yesa michdei cheschoinon is a hefsed merube. Hefsed merube, kigoin Hefsed muet kegoin bechdei chesorim derikoven peres vekilkul hakankam diyayin vehechmetz. Now, I just like to elaborate a little on what Rashi is saying and the difficulties which there are on this Rashi. We have here a baraisim that is speaking about four cases. We're speaking about Peres, Vihilkivu, Yain, Vehechmitz, Vash, Vehidvish, Shemen, Vehidvish. These are the four cases. And in all these four cases, the Chachamim hold that La'yigabem, and Rameya holds La'yigabem, the Chachamim hold she sell them. And the Gemara says that the machloikis is a yachayish for a hefsid mu'ud. Yachayish for a hefsid mu'ud, and Rashi goes down the line. Peres v'kibu means v'chdei chesroinam. That means it's not such a drastic chesor. A hefsed mu'ud. The chachamim are not chayish for that. Ramei is not chayish for that. Lo yifakel. That doesn't give you a heter to sell it. Lo yigabem. The hefsed of the kelim, the kelim can get ruined completely. That's it. But the keli, how much is the keli worth? $2, the whole keli? It's also a hefsed mu'ud. It's also to sell it now because of the hefsed of the kelim, that's a hefsed mu'ud. Not allowed to sell it. And the chachamim hold a hefsed mu'ud also. In order to avoid the hefsed mu'ud, he allowed to sell it. He mechuyev to sell it. Fine. So when we learn this Gemara, so we're going away from the Gemara, so Rameya holds at chayish for hefsed mu'ud. Chomol yar chayish for hefsed mu'ud. That's very good if you start learning the sugya in daf lamed ches amed beis. We started learning the sugya ledavineinu from daf lamed ches amed aleph. Now when we learn daf lamed ches amed aleph, let us go one mahalach al kaponim. Let us go according to Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane said, why don't Peres v'hirkivu? Let's talk about Peres v'hirkivu. So Rav Kahane, so it's kedei cheschoinam. It's not a tremendous loss. It's a small loss. So Rav Kahane said, why are you not allowed to sell it according to Rav Kahane? He didn't say, well, the hefsed mu'ud is nothing. No, he didn't say that. Rav Kahane said, with alumnus, Rav Kahane said, listen, that means this is a sentimental value. This is kav shaloi, omal boy, it's chavav loy. So memele, so we have to be shoykel what we will gain by selling and what we will lose by selling. We'll gain by selling that there won't be a Hesed Mu'ud. But what will we lose? He has sentimental value over here. He has sentimental value. It's Omer boy, and you're going to sell it. No. A person is michele levater on the hefzid of kedei chesorin, which is not a tremendous hefzid, in order that he should have kav shaloi. That is how Rav Kahane explained pshat. That's how Rav Kahane explained pshat in Peirush Sheregivu. So Peirush Sheregivu is a hefzid muid. In Leidach Yise, there is a Reitza Odom Bekav Shaloi. So the Reitza Odom Bekav Shaloi weighs over the Hefzid Mu'ud. Fine. That's by Peres Kiko. Now, what is the Machloikis by Dvasha Hidvishem and Vehivishem and Vehechemis? So the Nachlus Moshe wants to say Pshat in Rashi Al Kaponim. He wants to say that you have the same machloikis. Dvash vehidvish yain shemen vehidvish yain vehechmitz. You have also your loitza odom bekaf shaloi. This was his yain. This was his shemen. This was his dvash. It's his. It's hidvish. But that's it. But it's his. It's still his. The shaila is, and there's a loitza odom. But because of this Reitza Odom, if you want that he should end up with his dvash, he might end up by losing the kelim, because the kelim are going to get spoiled. He's going to leave this dvash. Zatrashi, that's Rameya. Rameya holds that the Reitza Odom is machia over Absin Muad. That is the machloikis. That is machloikis in the Mishnah, and that is the machloikis in this Baraisa. That means we have over here a Reitza Odom. We have a Reitza Odom over here. This is his dvash, his shemen, his yayin. But by not selling it, there'll be a hefzid. What will the hefzid be? There'll be a hefzid in the kakanim. So this is like Perish El Kivu Bechneches Choynam. There's also, you have a hefzid mu'ud of kineches chaynam, but you have keneged that, Reitza Odom bekaf shaloi. So Rashi made one kugel, Peirush Kivu, Yayin Shehichmitz, it's all one machloikis. It's a hefzid mu'ud in keneged that, which Rashi doesn't mention, but we hear the Gemara Lamed Ches, a medal of keneged that, we have a Reitza Odom bekaf shaloi. That's how the Nachlus Moshe wants to say pshat in Rashi. Now, we just have to understand, there's one problem to this. The Ramban, when he speaks about Asuya, he says as follows, this concept of Reitza Odom Bekav Shaloi is only applicable by food that a person is eating. So, Mamela, he brings down Yigia Kapecha Kisoichel Ashrecha V'Toyvo. That's Reitza Odom Bekav Shaloi. Yigia Kapecha Kisoichel. I'm eating the food that I worked on. Ashrecha V'Toyvo. That's Reitza Odom Bekav Shaloi. But between you and me, his gomel that has sauce, you need the ointment from his dvash, the segeit of on. That he's gonna oil, he's gonna shine shoes. Oh! For mine shemen shehivish. He has a sentimental value in this. The Ramban says, there's no such thing like that. This is the Ramban's kasha, because of this, it's all different pshat. About Koponim, if Rashi made a kugel, Rashi combines all the cases, Perish El Kivu together, with dvash hidvish, and it's one machloikis, it's a chesor and mu'ud. That's the whole machloikis. So the Gemara is saying by Peres Virkivu that it's a chesor and mu'ud. So but the Gemara says that's Reitza Odom. So he says, yeah, that's chat. Reitza Odom weighs over a chesor and mu'ud, and by all these four cases we have a Reitza Odom. That's he wants to say pshat and Rashi, but we have this problem. if it's applicable, Leitz Adam by Tfar Shehidvish and Shemen Shehivish. So, the Gemara weiter. Itma Rabba Abba. Now, we heard in our Mishnah Machloikis, the Tanakame and Rab Shimon Gamliel, by Perisher Tivu, if the din is late, Gabahem, you have no right to sell them, or you do sell them. Machloikis at Kan Rab Shimon Gamliel. Itma Rabba Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik Rab Shimon Gamliel. We pass not Rab Shimon Gamliel, and what? You sell it. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Halachik Kedivrei Chacham. Rav said, no, we paskin like the Chacham. Fragt the Gemara, and Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rab Shimon Gamliel. Fragt the Gemara, Va'omro Rabbi Yochanan Chodes Imne. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say, in this machloikis, we paskin like Rab Shimon Gamliel, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Chodah Zimna, Rabbi Yochanan once gave a klolis tike psak, to Omar Rabbi Baba Chonam Rabbi Yochanan kolmokim sheshona Rabban Shimon begemli b'mishnah seinu. Wherever we have in a Mishnah machlokes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, halachi kamay sechutz me'orei b'tzidon v'ray achoy. Three places we don't pass them like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but any other place in Shas, you have a machlekes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Tanakama, we pass on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara asks, so Ibezois of Rabbi Yochanan said this psak that we, by all machlekes in, we pass on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel besides three, so why do we need a special memre Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I know that already. You just told me the clouds. Why do you need a special Sak, and this Mishnah we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara answers, Amiroi Ninu Balibid Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machlokes. If Rabbi Yochanan Takis said this slowly sticky psak, that we paskin all over like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, besides three cases, or the or Rabbi Baba Chana Rabbi Yochanan, so he never he said that the that's what Rabbi Baba Chana said, and Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov said he never said such a thing. He just said God, whatever he said, we pass from Shimon Gamliel, we pass from Shimon Gamliel. And our Mishnah, he said we pass like from Shimon Gamliel. That's it, and not more than that. So Rashi, Orei beget poshet tzedam the Maseches Gittin Raya v'dini Monis Hasheni. In the second case, we don't pass it up Shimon Gamliel. That's the end of this sugya, and now we're going to start somehow a new sugya. Now, Midarab Shimon ben Gamliel Nishma, the Meiridin Korev Lenichsei Shavui, Midarabona Nishma, Dein Meiridin Korev Lenichsei Shavui. We had a machlokes in our Mishnah. We have a machlokes of Shimon Gamliel of the Tanakhama. We have a person was mafkid peiris v'tivul. We were speaking about chteiches reinon. Not such a terrible loss, but it's a loss. It's starting. It's heilchin leibot. There will be a loss. Absent muid. Fine. So we had a machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama. Does the nifkat have a right, or is he mechuyev to sell it? to save the mafkid from this potential loss, well, there's a din, hands off. No, Japanese, don't miss the harayim, don't sell it. It's not so posh that you can sell yenem schayfetz. So we see yips and the mishkal rishon, we see Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have to try to avoid any losses whatsoever to the mafkid. You say you sell it. And the Tanna Kamma somehow held, no, you don't check him with his nechosim. You don't. Kozman, you didn't get a green light to sell his nechosim. Leave it the way it is. I will be nifsa. That's not your geshef. You have no right to sell it. Now, we're going to have a sugya. A person got captured. He has a field. He's captured. He's out of commission. Now, what's going to be with the field? That's a good question. What's going to be with the field? He's not around anymore. So the shaila is Meiridin Korev L'Nichse Shogri. That means as follows. Should best in Mishtacharayim. It's a field. No one's going to take care of it. It's going to become the skalkel. So we have to Mishtacharayim. We'll get someone who Mistome is the most suitable to take care of the field. Who's the most suitable to take care of a field? A Korev. A Korev, we'll see, we're speaking about the Sveikis. Maybe this Shavri is dead, maybe he's not dead. This Korev is the most ideal person to take care of it. That means he has in the back of his mind, listen, could be a might at them, but it could be, I'm as Yerish, you're talking about a Korev that's a Yerish. Could be it might end up by me. So what I'm doing lishma and shaloi lishma. I'm helping out my korev, but if it will become mine, I'm helping myself also. So he'll take good care of it. He'll take good care of it. Maybe the owner is not maskim. But you see, Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't go with such cheshbainus. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, we had a pekodim that it's hoylich leibud. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, you sell it. If you see that there's a hefset, you take his pekodim and you sell it. Abri cheshbon, you shouldn't have a loss. The Tanna Kamma held, leigaben chepenish, don't make an asik. Leave it the way it is. So the Gemara wanted to be medame, the machlokes, the Tanna Kamma, Rav Shimon Gamliel, to this shaila. We'll see later. It's a machlokes, amayroim, a machlokes, tanoim. So that's what this Gemara is talking about. Now let us see the Gemara. With Rav Shimon Gamliel nishma, the meiridin korev l'nichse shavui, that Beis Din will bring in a korev to the nechosim of a shavui, they should take care of it. Even though the zatzad could be that the Bailam is not masking to this. Midarabonon nishma, the ein meridin korev l'nichse shavui. The Rabbonon said, leig abahem. So memela mistome in such a case, they'll hold a merid. Frek de gemore mi mai, how do you know to compare these two cases? Superficially, they may look similar, but when you start being ma'ayin in these two cases, there's a tremendous difference. Dilme, ad kam le koma Rav Shimon Gamliel hoche, that means there is a loss. It's not a loss which is a loss all at once. It's a slow loss. But if you don't do anything to sell it, the loss is going to continue till eventually he won't have anything left. So if you, so Rav Shimon Gamliel said, so let us be Royas Hanoilet. If you won't, we won't step in now. He could end up with nothing if you won't step in. Avol Hosom, but over there, So the field will be, it won't develop properly and they'll grow thorns. But al kaponim, it's not a loss of herkivu, of ochlon achborim, which can bring about a kiloyin of the kerem. So Mamela, if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is no raya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel here that he holds, in the case of Kalya Kalna, you should sell, it's no raya, he holds, you should sell by your meridian kor of the Nixay Shovit. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ba'at kan le'komri rabbonon hochet. And the rabbonon that said you shouldn't sell, so there's a cheshbon why you shouldn't sell. Ele iker av kahal. There's a svore roitza odom be kav shaloi. So mamela, by selling it, you're taking away the kav shaloi. So there's a svore, don't sell it. He wants better his kav. Iker av nachman by yitzot, or there's a svore shema ason trume amok emache. So you're not allowed to sell it. Because if you sell it, you're selling trume lezorim. Avol hosam, so there's a svore not to sell it. But there could be meridin. So mele, your dimyan that we compare leyigaboy or meichem bebesdin. Thank you. this din of Meridin Korev L'Nifsei Shaboy is Namuchach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi with Rav Shimon Nishma the Meridin Korev Oroi Lirish. That's my love of Korev. It's a potential Yerish. L'Nifsei Shaboy L'Karkoi Shaboy in the Karkois of someone who was captured or was missing. L'Oivdom L'Shoimrom So the Gemara says it's no comparison. Here, im yenichim sham, if we'll leave it, and it's a kivu, it's a chborim, nerari. So if you won't do anything with it, eventually nothing's be left over. And then the svar of the Tanakame is Ikerav Kahane, Domalaroi Tordom Bekav Shaloi, Ikerav Nachm Bayitzuk Dom Hashem Ason Trumas Amaisa. But over here could be that there will be Maida that Maridin Korim Lenifse Shom.